32 RCL Mobile.
Caught up.
Supposed to be up and down with the shocks lately. One week they'll cover it up, and the next week they got nothing. And I think a lot of it's where people are having to stay home and take care of their kids and that kind of stuff. And, you know, other people just don't have time to take the car in for maintenance or repairs.
I think me and you both know all too well. It's feast or famine in that business.
Yes, it is. Fortunate for me, where I was working on diesel trucks, mine was always fast because I never ran out of work.
Yeah, if you got a niche that you can specialize in, that's usually where you can make it. I know when I first went to work for Chrysler, I was building transmissions, and that was back when they first come out with that front-wheel drive AOD electronic, and they were dropping like flies. I could work from 8 in the morning to 8 at night, 7 days a week if I wanted to.
What do you mean? When the 6-liter come out, it was pretty much the same way for me. That thing was an absolute nightmare, and then the 6.4 was even worse.
I'm going to ask you this. Do you know what a camel cricket is?
Enlighten me on that one.
Shaped like a cricket, but they got legs like a grasshopper. To reside in the dark, musty crawl spaces of houses.
Come back with that one more time. I was passing the solar field there, Furman, and it gets staticky there.
Like to reside in the dark, musty crawl spaces of houses. I had a little bit of electrical to run today and didn't know that there was about 100 of them things under there, and I go crawling under there without a flashlight to pull a wire. And I got swarmed. And I was going to say, I'd rather be working on a diesel truck than I would be working under a house right now.
Oh, yeah. Been there, too. Not necessarily with those, but I used to do plumbing repairs for my uncle when I was much younger. And been under there with snakes and raccoons and possums and spiders, you name it. I've been under the house with it.
They don't bother me so much. Well, you go crawling up under there and you smack into a whole wad of them and they go bouncing all over your face and everywhere else. I think that's the fastest I've ever come out from under a house, but they wasn't nothing but elbows and feet swinging when I was coming out.
I took and was under a house when pagers were a big thing, and I had one on. Was sitting there on the plastic working on the pressure tank, and we'd already killed several snakes under that house, and that pager went off. I thought something, that snake had got up and got under that plastic. Man, I come alive.
That sounds like the time I got a cell phone that vibrated. I was driving down the road and it was on vibrate, and I about climbed over the passenger seat when it started ringing.
It's on vibrating, and man, I tell you what, that thing scared the life out of me.
Definitely take a year or two off your life, that's for sure. Y'all make it to the meeting last night?
We did. Wish you were there.
My driveway at the house is 6:42 last night. I said, there's no way I can get cleaned up and get unloaded, ready for tomorrow, and then make it down there. I gave up at that point.
I'll was already down here. I went ahead and done my clothes out, brought all my stuff with me to do it so I could take care of all of it while I was on the waiting on Steve.
How was the meeting?
I can't remember the guy's name or call sign, but he was talking about the SCDX something, I can't remember all of it, meeting that's going to be next weekend over in Pigeon Forge about doing DX and then all the stuff that's going on there, letting us know about it and trying to just let everybody get to know each other again, I bet, basically.
Good. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel on this project over here, so hopefully I'll get things slowed down by next month, and I'll make next month's meeting. I can just go ahead and put it on the calendar.
Project for you when you get, if we can work it out.
So you shoot me a text message and let me know what you got in mind, and we'll see what we can do.
Trying to figure out what I got to do to make it happen, so I'll let you know when things get a little bit closer, a little more information about it, let's put it that way.
I'm good.
What's up, Inman?
Spirits.
With you, KO4HKX.
CO for ID. Did you find your interference?
Looked at it yet. Like I said, I was out late last night and one of those that's not on a big interference, so I'm not too concerned about it. It's just I was curious to what it was. It just rolled by. And so I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I had it was an old Samsung cell phone charger and I had it plugged in using it to charge camera batteries. And I kept getting this awful noise. And I hunted and hunted and hunted. And I could turn the power off to the house and run off battery and I wouldn't have no problem. And I'd start flipping breakers off. And as soon as I'd flip the breaker off that's in there where the power supply and stuff's at, obviously the radio would go dead, but the noise would go away. So I opened the power supply up and everything and I dug around and finally figured out that that wall charger was what was making the noise. I could plug it, unplug it, and it'd go away, plug it in, and it'd come back. It found file 13 real quick.
I don't blame you on that one. But what got me is, you know, if you watch that video, you'll see it just kind of roll up the frequency.
RCO for ID. Yeah, I was trying to watch the S meter on it to see where it was going and how it was fluctuating too.
Every 15 megahertz, you'll have a line of like an RF signal, a real weak one, and then it just rolls up, constantly rolls up the scope.
I have no idea. I imagine somebody may have run into it before, though.
You still coming from Inman up there?
Yeah, I'm, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's getting closer. I went to pick up a gas line for an appliance, and they didn't have one in stock. Well, let me rephrase that. They said they'd be up there with the seasonal stuff around the propane grills, and didn't offer to look anything up, and I couldn't find it in the store, and I just finally gave up and said the heck with it and ordered one.
Service, isn't it?
What is that? I didn't think we had that anymore.
Tell that one.
Funny thing of it is, I can order the exact same thing that they sell online $10 cheaper.
Now, these brick-and-mortar stores are really hurting yourself with that a lot of times. You know, a little bit of customer service, and you can keep it here, but if we're going to have to order it, and you're going to be a butt about it, then I get it cheaper, and I won't have to deal with it.
Not bad if they at least offered to order one, I mean, but they didn't even offer that. They were just like, you can go up there and look, and if you can't find it, tough, we ain't got it.
We're talking about the flexible gas line, right?
Usually grab a little kit that's got fittings in it, it's got a valve in it, and it's got the flexible line in it, so you just, all you gotta do is run the stub up in there and hook everything up, and it's a done deal.
That's what I thought you was talking about. I can't believe they don't have any of those in the store.
I could find in there was one of the 4 foot yellow flexible lines, and it was by itself, and I didn't need no 4 foot. I needed an 18 inch pigtail, basically, because my stub's coming out of the floor right there at the appliance. So I don't know. It's getting hard. They don't have any round electrical boxes, plastic. They don't have any old work boxes. It's impossible to get them. But the funny thing of it is, I can go to a little hardware store over here, Holly Springs, and they got all that stuff on the shelf, plenty of it.
Well, that's some of the stuff I'm dealing with, too. You know, Macco says they can't get it, but I can pick up the phone or look up online my outside vendor, and they got it in stock, no problem.
And you can't order it direct from them, can you?
Hide and watch.
What? I didn't see it. What are you talking about?
My contract says I'm not supposed to buy outside, and I don't. I try to not to. But here lately, I'm looking out for me and my business, because they don't appear to be looking out for us.
You ain't got it, you can't sell it. So that's the important aspect of that job. You gotta have the stuff on the truck to sell it when somebody wants it.
It's most of these companies that went to rebranding anyway. I mean, we make toolboxes and we make our hard line, but a lot of this other stuff is just...
Yeah, it's, I was in Lowe's the other day and was looking at some of the, power tools and stuff, and they got so many different brands in there that I ain't never heard of. I'm guessing they're more of the Chinese stuff, but I don't know. Some of them look pretty good, some of them didn't look so good, but don't know much about them. But I guess probably one company's making them and they just painting them a different color and putting them on the shelf with a different name.
Of it is anymore. You'd be surprised how much of it's that way.
I'd buy them yellow ones, but I can't afford them yellow ones.
Under the red ones myself.
Pretty good, and the orange ones they got at Home Depot, they do pretty good. I've had a couple of them, and that lifetime warranty on them is a deal, because they've replaced several of them that I've burned up over the years.
No, they had a lifetime warranty on them.
Bridget's got a lifetime warranty on their tools, and I had an impact driver when I was doing that deck that quit, and it was fried. It smoke come out of it and everything. I took it and dropped it off lawn and garden place there in Greer, right there on South Buncombe. Before you get to 29, their authorized repair center, they took it in. Sent it off, and next thing I know, FedEx dropped a brand new one off at the house for me about 3 weeks later.
Pretty nice. I know Red, they got a pretty good warranty too, as long as you got proof of purchase.
Yeah, these are, if you go on and register it, it registers a serial number, and it registers it under your account. And they're pretty good about it at that point. You can just reference the, it's got a C number on it for your account for that tool, and they just pull it straight off of that.
That's the way it ought to be. With as much as this stuff costs anymore, and the way things, you got to do it on customer service anyhow.
I've emailed several companies that's doing tools and stuff, see if I can get them to send me something to review on YouTube, and I just can't get them to bite right now.
Doing some radio reviews.
Do radio reviews if somebody'd send me a radio for free.
Channels I've seen, they started out just doing them on their own, and then the companies get involved. I guess that's just the way they want to do it. But I don't know.
Most of them, the company wants you to have so many subscribers and so many views and stuff as far as that goes before they'll actually work with you. I've had a few things sent to me, but not a whole lot. But I just try to keep plugging at it and build the channel up a little bit as I go.
Pretty good at it, and I couldn't video nothing, so I wouldn't know what I was doing.
RCO Friday. Just hit the record button and start talking, man. That's all you gotta do.
I wish it was that easy.
No, I've been playing with it for a little while. Well, Patrick, I'm about to destinate here, so I'm going to slide out of here. You have a safe trip up the mountain there, and I will try to catch you on the flip side. K2RCL, be clear on your find.
Enjoyed the conversation, and appreciate the hanging out for the drive, most of it anyway. You have a good evening, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
DFW.
I figured you was lurking back there.
Yeah, I was only listening to you about the last 20 minutes or so.
Today?
Man, it was a busy day. Wide open, just busy, busy, busy. You know, trying to get all the parts lined up that I need for the outage and that next month. And that, how about you?
It was pretty slow today.
Makes for a long day, and it was hot, too.
It does. And the funny thing about it is I usually get done earlier than this on Tuesday.
Today, and you're late?
A little bit. Not a whole lot, but, you know, a little bit.
And dragging your feet.
Well, the shops have been slow, and when that happens, the guys want to come around and stand out there and talk.
You really can't blow them off, or else that'd be bad for business.
But at a certain point, you got to tell them, hey, I got to go.
You make that next appointment.
Today, I make sure they're the last stop, because they like to really drag their feet. I got one in there. He's a price shopper on everything. But he usually spends money, but he wants to know a price on everything.
About if I really need it or not.
I'm having to watch this truck beside me.
Hey, just pay attention to what you're doing and you can get back when you can.
She's doing okay. Went back to work after a nice little 10-day vacation for no reason.
Yeah, a bunch of them at my wife's work doing like that.
If they are in the room with a positive case, then pretty much they're out for 10 days.
That's from the computer?
No, she works in the office. Yeah, she works in there with. She tested positive. So the wife got sent home for 10 days of quarantine and was never anything wrong with her.
How much longer companies can continue to do that?
And I think that some of why the shops are slow this week is home with their kids and family and take care of them, and they're not having their cars fixed or don't have the time for it.
They're sitting on their money trying to decide what's going to happen with the economy and how everything's going to turn out before they go ahead and spend.
Of them, but most of them look
like they got
money to burn. Anyway. Crossing the state line, so I'm going to come into my black hole pretty quick up here, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Good talking to you. Good to hear from you this afternoon, and I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Have a good one. Safe trip to the house. Tell Elise we said hey, and we'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.